Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Mid Prairie High School Assistant Principal and Activities Director Tyler Hutz about being named the new superintendent of the Lone Tree Community School District.
First of all, congratulations on being named the new Lone Tree superintendent. That's awesome.
It is very exciting. I don't think it's exactly hit me yet, but it's definitely something that when the job presented itself, it was an exciting opportunity, and it's one that I felt I had to pursue, and it is a great opportunity.
The final interviews were April 5th. When did you first hear back from the district saying that they had selected you?
I kind of forget the timeline. So my wife and I, we had our third kid that week as well. So honestly, the timeline of that week is very blurry. I think it was Friday.
So only a few things going on in the last 6-7 days.
Yeah, it has been a very, very busy week.
So you had mentioned that it's just kind of starting to hit you now, but what were your initial thoughts when you found out that the position was yours?
Obviously, I'm excited. Having come from Lone Tree and graduated there in 2006, the opportunity to go and give back to a place that gave so much to me, they did prepare me for the world, and it's just really an exciting feeling. There's some nervousness there because it's a position that is new to me, and I really want to make sure that I do a really good job. I'd say a little bit of, I'm sad to leave a good place in Mid-Prairie, but I feel like me leaving here, things are in a really good spot, and I'm leaving at a good time. But I've built a lot of great relationships here in Mid-Prairie. It's hard to leave people, but like I said, Lone Tree is a great place. I think there's a lot of positivity in that district, and I think it's a district that's on the edge of making some positive impact, and it looks like it's a place that's going to grow.
So when does the position officially start? Is that later this summer?
So, yes, my contract for them will start July 1. I'm anticipating, though, getting into the district when I can. Obviously, Mid-Prairie still comes first because my contract's still here. But I'd like to get into the district before then, attend different events in June. But technically, my contract for them will start July 1.
And when that position starts, do you have any specific goals or a vision in mind for what you'd like to bring to, as you mentioned, the school that you graduated from in 2006?
Yeah, I would say my mission and my goals initially are really just to listen and learn, really soak up where things are, what the current realities are. I mean, I know I grew up there and I still have family there, but things change. And that's the only constant in life is things change. So what the realities were when I were there, those are different now. And so really getting an understanding of what it's like to be in the district, in the community, will be a big driving force for my work moving forward. And so that's basically my goals, is just to get acclimated to their systems, get to know the community, get to know the people, because at the end of the day, it's about the people. It's not about making the decisions about buying different things. It's about just getting to know the people and really working with them.
And when it comes to this transition, have you been working with anyone when it comes to moving from one position to another? Like, have you spoken with Brian Stone at all about what it takes to be a superintendent, or maybe Kurt at Lone Tree?
You know, of course, I've reached out to numerous people, both in the superintendent roles, some that have retired from the superintendent position. I am still making contacts here and there, and just I have a pretty big circle of influence and people I can reach out to. So, yes, I have reached out to a variety of people currently in the positions and ones that have been in there prior to this year. So definitely I have reached out to a lot of people to get a lot of input and what it takes to be a superintendent and what steps are important as you make that transition.
Well, Tyler, once again, congratulations. It's awesome to see you returning back to Lone Tree, being a Lion again.
Yeah.
As we start to wrap up the conversation, what would you like to say to the Mid-Prairie community that you've served for the last several years?
I would say Mid-Prairie is full of great people. The students and the staff and the buildings, the people, the parents and the supporters in the community. I have really cherished and valued the relationships that I have built and the people that I get to work day in and day out with. The high school specifically, because that's where I spend most of my time. This building in Wellman is filled with tremendous people, and I'm going to miss those interactions day to day. And it's sad to leave, but like I said, Lone Tree is a great opportunity for me and my family. And it is a wonderful district that I felt like it was a need that I needed to apply. And I'm really honored that they chose me to be their next superintendent.
Well, Tyler, thanks again. Best of luck with the new position. Looking forward to keeping in touch with that. And best of luck with the new child as well. It's a pretty big time in your life right now, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, I like to keep busy, so this will help. Yeah,
it sure will.
That was Tyler Hutz joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about being named the new superintendent of the Lone Tree Community School District. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.